Okay, we're going.
Sorry about that.
We're broadcasting now.
Okay, call this meeting to order. Determination of a quorum. David Snow, he's going to be logging in a second. Patricia Phillips has got an excused absence. Tom Burkhart, the chair for tonight, here. Sean O'Hara.
Here.
Sean, here, okay. Here. Kimberly. We didn't hear from Kimberly, so unexcused. Wesley, we haven't heard from. And Marge is here. Marge?
I'm here.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we ought to sit still for the Pledge of Allegiance. is that not okay?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I have a...
There we go. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that Wesley did join, but he joined as an attendee. So okay. I'm gonna message him to, I'm gonna promote him to a, I just promoted him to a panelist. He's in now.
Yeah, okay, so we have a quorum, so that's fine.
So Wesley is here.
Okay, thank you, Wesley. Is there any general public comment?
I do not have anybody, there are no attendees here.
Well, Terry Michaels? You got a public comment?
Sorry, once I had to unmute my microphone. I'm here observing. I don't have any comments to make. I'm just available to answer questions, perhaps, if one
okay. Okay. We need approval of the agenda for the meeting today. I move that we approve the agenda. Do I hear a second?
Thank you.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay,
aye.
That passed. Approval of the minutes of the meeting of March 5th, 2020. That was a long time ago. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number six is a development project. Special use permit case number WSUP20-0009, Connect Neighborhood Center. Request for community feedback, discussion, and possible action. The Forward Community and Citizens Advisory Board comments to the Washoe County staff on a request for the establishment of a 16,015 square foot neighborhood center use type within the low density suburban regulatory zone. The application also includes a request for a major grading permit, which staff has determined is not applicable for this development. So who wants to represent the Sage Property Venture LLC?
Hi, good evening. My name is Jen Hutter, and this is my partner, Heather Haslam. We are here representing the project. Very quick technical question before we get started. Are we sharing our screen, or is that someone on your side, just so we can be prepared?
It will be someone on our side. It will
Perfect.
Likely be me. Just say next when you want us to scroll through to the next slide.
Wonderful, Dan. Thank you so much. Well, let us do a brief introduction of ourselves, and then we can move on to the presentation if that works. So again, my name is Jen Hutter. I have lived in Galena in Reno for nearly a decade. I spent the last 20 years of my career working in the real estate private equity space, helping real estate private equity managers raise capital globally from institutional investors. My true passion is holistic wellness, and that is how we find ourselves here today. I live in Galena with my husband Carl and our two daughters, Hannah and Marley. And with that, I will turn it over to Heather to introduce herself.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Heather Haslam, and I am a native Nevadan. And so born and raised within the Washoe County, happy to be here with you all tonight. I have spent my whole career within health and wellness. Most recently, I've served as the wellness director at the Sanford Center for Aging. That's part of the University of Nevada School of Medicine. And I just recently joined the Change Companies, and I'm the director of aging and wellness there. So happy to be here with you tonight.
Wonderful. So, Dan, we can move to the next slide. So, as we mentioned, we have a true passion for holistic health and wellness, which is how we are here today. And our vision is really to bring holistic health and wellness to our neighborhood and to all ages in our community. This particular property was of special interest to us, one because it is located in South Reno, where we both reside, but also it is directly in between three schools. Heather's son attends Hunsberger, my daughter attends Sage Ridge. We're familiar with the corridor. We've received support from both schools on the project, but for us, it was a really unique tract of land that allowed us to really reach the entire community, and in particular, the students in the proximity of the space. So we really envision the property to be a gathering place for our neighborhood of all ages. It's a place where I want to be able to go with my parents, with my children, with friends, and really just come together and connect in one spot. Our company, the Center, has already started to work with two local organizations, really building wellness within the organization. And this is really important to us because this starts to broaden our circle and start to encompass employees in the Reno basin. And as we're doing this during the pandemic, we are starting to develop, of course, digital content that will work alongside and be offered to our members of the physical center as well. I will also say one other thing, and that is we also tend to use our networks in the health and wellness space and really bring thought leaders to share their live teachings with our community. So this, we think, can be a really special place for Northern Nevada and for our neighborhood in particular.
Next slide, please. So here on this slide, you see the five key pillars that will be the base of everything that we do, which includes movement, strength, sleep, hygiene, nutrition, and mindful meditation, which is a well-researched way to train the brain to be more focused and to help reduce stress. Health includes more than just a number on the scale. There are many components that impact our health. Our approach is different from a typical fitness club or movement-based studio, as we will integrate the best research in behavior change to support a person in achieving their goals. It is our intention to bring all these components under one roof. By using this holistic perspective, we will be able to support the community in becoming healthier individuals. And we're really interested in supporting our local neighborhood to be healthy and well. Aging is something that we are all doing. We're all doing it as we sit here together this evening. And it's something that happens across our lifespan. So we intend to support people aging well in their first and second decade, as well as into their last decade through this integrated approach.
Next slide, please, Dan. We've listed for here for you some key details on how we see programming running at the center. Obviously, this is a very dynamic schedule. We are in a dynamic time, as we all know. But we, you know, have, as I said, spoken to Hunsberger, spoken to Sage Ridge. We spoke to Washoe County this morning, and our message has been, our intent is really to work with the surrounding schools and the district to provide programming to be very helpful for students and parents at the, you know, certainly around pickup and drop off. So these studio class times are hypothetical at the moment. Our intent is to continue to work with all three schools to make sure that timing is optimal, not only for pickup and drop off, but also to ensure a very seamless and smooth traffic flow around the center.
Next slide.
Thanks. I'm Carrie Rohrmeier. I'm doing the planning on behalf of Jen and Heather. And I just wanted to give you some of the nuts and bolts pieces of why we're here before the CAB tonight. So you're aware that this is two parcels currently undeveloped. As part of this process, there will be a boundary, a reversion to acreage to create one project site and to support development of a 16,015 square foot new building. So the site itself is perfect proximity to capitalize on the neighborhood schools, and then also there's a park across the street. So it's not as residential as the zoning might imply. So we're here, and if you go to the next slide, our request is for a neighborhood center in a low density suburban zone. So the master plan designation is suburban residential, the accompanying zoning is low density suburban, but again, it doesn't really have that residential feel in the immediate proximity. There will be a middle school next door, there are two schools across the street, and the park. So we've had a number of pre-application meetings with Washoe County planning staff, and this has been super helpful. Really want to thank them for going out of their way. Because this is something new for Northern Nevada, we spent a lot of time vetting what the uses were, making sure that they're the right fit for a neighborhood center. So we have a mix of really things like convenience takeaway food with healthy options. We have some cafe and cafe coffee and tea bar. There's a large mindful movement studio. There's a meditation studio for children, a meditation studio for adults, a training center, a multi-purpose space. And this is all going to be housed in one building. And that's rather unlike the neighborhood centers that you see, which are more strip style commercial. So this is a complete reframing of what we've seen in the past. So if you want to move ahead, I want to show you some images of how beautiful it's going to be. So this is a concept. This is an actual building that is reminiscent of what you will see when you drive by this location. So pitched roof, adding a lot of opportunity for glass to capitalize on the views of downtown, the views of the mountains, really modern, but still a mountain feel. Moving ahead, you'll see that the outdoor space is as beautiful as the indoor space. All elements of earth are present, everything from fire and water. You have passive spaces and active spaces, outdoor learning spaces, and importantly, a community garden that's accessible to everyone. Moving ahead, I believe we're going to be looking at the floor plan. So it's two-story, where most of the first floor is open, but there is a significant second floor that's a multi-purpose space. Downstairs, where more of the activities and programming will take place, as well as there's a retail component, a grab-and-go component, and I want to bring your attention to the demonstration kitchen. This can have a real indoor-outdoor feel with all of these shared uses taking place. The demonstration kitchen is a wonderful opportunity to bring the outdoors in, farm to table, and do educational opportunities for both children of the schools and adults alike. So really taking advantage of the good Northern Nevada weather. Okay, in the next slide, I believe we have the landscape plan. I want to just point out that we have 48 off-street parking spaces proposed, including a maneuvering lane for good circulation at the site. There's going to be about 3/4 of an acre of new landscaping. If you've driven by lately, you haven't seen a lot of trees, but there will be 65 new trees, and really the outside landscaping should be as beautiful as the architecture itself. We have a blow up, I believe, next slide, showing the active and passive spaces for the outdoor environment. Okay, and the next few slides, just elevations that are proposed. If you look at the top here, that's the elevation looking across from Huntsberger Elementary. You have natural warm wood tones. You have a pitched roof giving an airy open feel and some really nice natural colored stone facades. So it blends into the landscape while also being aesthetically pleasing. The building will be WELL certified. It should be the first in the region to have a WELL certification process, which is even more stringent than a LEED certification process. So there's another slide with some elevations. And I wanted to point out the south elevation is the view from Arrow Creek Parkway. So a lot of articulation and architectural interest as people pass by. Okay, I think there might just be one more slide on the planning piece. No, I want to hand it back to Jen and Heather, and they can tell you about the feedback that they're getting already.
So we have been, thank you so much, Carrie. That was lovely. We have been very overwhelmed by the incredible support from the community. We have listed for you close to 30 different quotes from different members of the community. And this was really important to us to make sure that we were really getting a diverse base. I will read a couple for you, if that's okay with the committee. The first is from Melissa Bachman, who runs the Reno Health Institute. Melissa says, as a Reno native and integrative medicine healthcare provider, I am thrilled for our community to have this unique space. The center will provide a gathering place for individuals to come together to learn, create, and thrive in their health and wellness journey. I look forward to sharing this brilliant community resource with my patients.
And just one more that we'd like to share with you tonight from residents who live in Montrose. We are writing in support of the application for the above special use permit for the Center Holistic Wellness for All Ages. This is a facility of the highest quality, offering health services to the whole family and community that are virtually unique, not only to our neighborhood, but also to the fast-growing Greater South Reno community. The application touches all buttons: location, quality of the building, comprehensive quality services for all ages, and most importantly, highly qualified and experienced owners and operators. On behalf of ourselves, our children, and grandchildren, we confidently ask you to approve this application.
So with that, we would be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Questions from the committee?
Do you guys currently own the land, or are you in the process of purchasing it?
No, we own the land. We closed at the end of January.
Okay.
I have no questions. I think it's an amazingly good project. Any other questions from the committee?
This is Marge Franson. My only comment, I think, that I sent into the county had to do with traffic, and I'm sure Paul will be able to satisfy my curiosity. It appeared to me that the hours of operation are going to conflict somehow with the beginning of school and people going to and from their jobs. Paul, how did you, what is your assessment of any issues that might arise from the traffic?
Well, I've done studies for the school district on Hunsberger and also on the middle school, and so I was knowledgeable of the area, and I guess I did Sage Ridge years ago. To complete this study, we looked at a large range of hours from 7 till 10 in the morning and from 2:30 until 5 o'clock-ish in the afternoon, attempting to understand those schools and how the times, the arrival and departure times of the schools will be affected. This, the center will have, or the Connect Neighborhood Center will have programs before school and after school programs. And so there is also a pedestrian component. So through these, all of these various hours, we understood that we identified and calculated trip generation. And then we had these lengthy traffic counts, and we made estimations of how all of those things would overlap and function. In summary, we found that the intersections will operate at good level of service. This project is not a high generator of traffic. And in terms of the pedestrian component, the students that are in the before school and after school program will be accompanied by an adult across the school crossing. So even pedestrian safety is really enhanced with this management technique of controlling the pedestrian crossings for their students. And so the levels of service all meet county policy, and we find good operation. And we had a meeting this morning with the school district and discussed it. They had the same questions, wondering, since I had done work for them, what my opinion was of how these projects would interrelate and the cumulative impacts. And they seemed to have, they had no unresolved as well. So it looks like the traffic issues have been thoroughly reviewed, and we expect good operation.
David, I see you joined us. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. And kind of playing off Marge's thing, my big thing was traffic. I'm very familiar with Huntsberger, and I'm sure that you've handled all these, but for my edification, I see that this is a one-way drive aisle, but it offers the opportunity for people to inadvertently head the wrong direction. Will there be signage where the throat is for that one-way entry? I guess that's probably a question for Paul.
Yes, that's a specific recommendation of the study, that the more southerly driveway operate with for ingress, serving ingress traffic only, to keep the parking lot circulating efficiently, and then the little drop-off bay also. That's a fairly common thing, you know, with a one-way operation. It has signage that would be part of the site design. We haven't given specific placement of signs, but that'll be addressed in the civil design when those plans are finalized. But that's a pretty standard kind of one-way signage situation, and the fact that the car's turning in, they don't need any notification that it's one way, although that I think we will explain or sign that it is an ingress, but it's the opposing flow that is the problem, and that can easily be signed for.
One other question on that, Tom, is knowing Huntsberger, my wife teaches up there, my kids all attended there. During your AM and PM pickup times from Huntsberger, I imagine that this parking lot will probably get utilized by some parents. Is there either a plan in place? Is that going to be available, or is that something that will be enforced that they're not to park there?
Actually, if I may just say one thing, Paul, and please correct me, but I did want to address both Dave and Marge's concerns. Our vision is that this actually helps mitigate those traffic bottlenecks, and that we are diverting some of that traffic with our 48 spaces, not necessarily folks parking there to walk their children across the street to Huntsberger, but our idea is the programming will coincide with pickup and drop off, such that we will divert several of those cars that are typically in the queue to actually go to that parking space and then either walk to pick up their child, you know, so that there are actually fewer cars moving down Crossbow at one time. There's a diversion, which doesn't currently exist, obviously.
I concur, and our analysis showed that these students that participate in the before and after school programs, they will be moved to a time earlier in the morning and they will depart later in the afternoon. So yes, I concur with that point.
Mr. Chair, I have one other question, and it has to do with this major grading permit. And it says that staff has determined it's not applicable. Can somebody explain what that's all about?
Dan Colon, for the record, the grading code outlines specifically that areas that are under permitted building foundations or asphalt are excluded from requirements for major grading, whereas most of there is grading that may exceed a threshold. It's almost all entirely located underneath the parking lot and the building, and therefore is exempted.
Additionally, Chris Bronzik, Washoe County Planning, the remainder of the site contains landscaping, ornamental, as well as public gardens. And those elements are also exempt under the grading code. So while they did submit for a grading plan as part of this SUP, Due to those factors, it was determined that it wasn't applicable.
Thank you. actually, I think it looks like a terrific plan for the area. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of the project as presented.
I second that.
We have, I think we might have some public comment. Did you want to take public comment on the project? There is someone signed in as an attendee.
Okay.
So if the person, let me make sure. There is a person, it's Caleb Donovan. If you want to speak on this, make a public comment, please raise your hand. Okay, I guess there's no public comment on this.
Okay, so there's a motion. Was there a second?
Somebody second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. So would you like to make a comment?
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank okay. you. All right, thank you, you all very much.
Thank you. We thank appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you for the
and
time.
Support. Okay.
All right. So item 6B, special use permit, case number WSUP20-0010, McClellan Peak Tower, request for community feedback discussion and possible action to forward community and citizen advisory board comments to Washoe County staff on a request for a special use permit for the construction of a new 195-foot self-support tower to house FM radio and cellular antennas on a 1.01 acre site with existing equipment. Who wants to represent Tower Sites?
I'm the owner of Tower Sites Incorporated and the owner of the subject property. And I'm available to answer some questions. I can start with some basic discussion and information here. I was approached by Evans Broadcasting some time back. Evans Broadcasting is a Carson City-based broadcaster that operates several FM radio stations and translators in the Carson City area and up into Reno. And Mr. Evans, who runs the broadcasting firm, wanted to consolidate several of his broadcasting operations onto one facility because apparently he has transmitters on several other towers on McClellan Peak. And also he had some concerns with the existing facilities he was using, which generally lacked backup power generator, whereas my existing facility does have a generator. The problem with my location though is, unlike some of the towers that are on the edge of McClellan Peak, which is more or less a plateau or fairly level area at the top of McClellan Peak, many of the existing towers are near the edge of the plateau, and so they have a clear line of sight down into the Carson City Valley pretty well, whereas my property is about 800 feet back from the edge, and the existing 50-foot tall tower, which was built for a microwave relay many years ago, doesn't see over that edge very well into much of Carson City. So that was the main idea driving the issue of a taller tower. And then the secondary benefit of a taller tower, it would be to allow or provide for more vertical space for additional antennas for additional users if the need arises sometime in the future.
Questions from the committee members?
You answered most of my questions that I had, Terry, in terms of co-location and was this an existing tower. I feel that McClellan Peak is very well used, well located peak. I understand from your explanation better on the need for the additional height. I'm happy to hear that there's co-location. I think the project is fully appropriate in the location that is proposed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at a map as to where your property is located, and it looks like a very rural area. And I only see a couple of buildings around it. Has there been any objection from any of the neighbors?
I don't believe there are any actual neighbors. The nearest house is probably miles from there because it's nothing, as far as I know, it's nothing but broadcast equipment up on that peak.
Chris with Washoe County Planning. To that note, we have received comment from, I don't know that it would be neighboring properties, but due to this site being so remote, we noticed it about 15,000 feet, so it's quite a ways. And the comments that we got, none were in opposition. It was more just curiosity, because typically what the public is inquiring about is when they get noticed, they assume it's very close to them. And when they learned where this was located, any public comment kind of went by the wayside. So I just wanted to at least put that out there.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Well, hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Tom, is there any public comment?
No, there's no public comment.
Okay. If there's no public comment, I will move to recommend approval for this project, sending it on to Planning Commission or BOA, whichever it's going to.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so anything from the board? Anybody have any issues or discussion about anything that's board related? Hearing none. We're all safe, I assume, with the virus. Is there any general public comment?
No, there's no public comment. The only thing I would like to mention before you adjourn is that Kim Rossiter adjoined, and so did Dave Snellgrove after you took the role. So we're only missing Pat Phillips.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing that. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. A very successful first Zoom meeting. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you. Thanks.